Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned off the seatbelt sign and you are free to move around the cabin. I'd like to remind you though, for your safety, please keep your seatbelt fastened.
Non-Rev Lounge is a travel and aviation podcast. Tyler and Monique are siblings that both work for a major airline in Phoenix, Arizona. During this podcast, they will discuss using their flight benefits to travel the world, as well as talk about things that happen at work. They have guests on almost every week to share their travels and stories, leaving tips on the best places to travel or things to do. Enjoy.
All right, welcome to the Non-Rev Lounge. We are excited to be sitting here again. This week we are sitting with our mother. She is back with us again. She was our second guest, Claire, back last year. And so we got a time we thought we'd sit and talk with her about a few things. So
yeah, I'm always excited to be sitting. So extra excited that our mom's sitting with us.
Would you be better if we could set this up like in your bedroom laying down?
Oh, that'd be so great. Well, so on my watch, I got an award for standing for so many hours every day for a whole week. And I was like, really? I hate standing, so I don't know why I got that award.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm sure all of our listeners are so proud of you.
All of our guests are like, yeah, she never stands up.
So this last week, knowing that we were going to record, I listened to that episode with our mom. Mm-hmm. And it was back in those first couple of shows when we were, it was pretty bad listening to it. So
trying to Zoom and yeah,
we were on Zoom and we had to dub your voice in for some reason. I can't remember that back.
I remember going back and like having specific lines to read to like put into it. Yeah.
If you heard that one, thank you for sticking with us, because I think I would have been done.
It was like, hey, mom, how do you like traveling?
Yeah, she was good, but
trying to make it realistic. Yeah.
Hopefully we're a little bit more polished now. So welcome to our show, mom.
Oh, thank you. So I'm glad to be back.
I'm glad. Do you feel like you're on an actual podcast now?
Oh yes.
Instead of sitting in a Zoom call,
you know, you got a mic in front of you and headphones on, and
yeah, this feels really real.
So you're down here from Utah because you came down to come and swim and come and she watched my kids this last weekend. Took my wife Katie since Brent's down here watching the kids, and we went up to Utah. Katie and I, we did a little weekend up there just to get away from the kids. And we used it to plan our summer trip because we have a couple week trip coming up. So that was fun. And you got to hang out with the kids. How was that?
Oh, it was really fun. And we brought down our other two grandkids from Utah, and it was super fun. Actually, we swam like 3 times a day. So
any regrets driving that far with kids instead of flying?
No, actually, Bridger and Allie were fabulous. So it was good.
We'll see tomorrow when you drive back to them if you go.
Well, I think it was wise though, because I think the day that you guys drove down, that you would have flown, Salt Lake had like major delays, or there was like,
oh really?
Like one of the Salt Lake flights, yeah, was delayed like 13 hours or something.
Oh my gosh.
I remember thinking like that probably would have affected them maybe trying to get down and stuff. So I was like, yeah, I'm glad they decided to drive.
Yeah, me too then.
We had you on the show, and then we had to keep reminding you, are you listening to the show? And you're, oh, I don't know. But you started listening every week. You told us
every Tuesday. Yep. As soon as you put it on, I would listen during my lunch break. So
what are your thoughts on the show?
Yeah, I really like it. I looked forward to Tuesday.
Oh, good. Thank you.
So now you don't have school, so you don't have lunch breaks. Are you still going to listen to us?
Yeah, I'm just going to have to put a reminder in my phone.
Oh, and if it's on your list, it's getting done.
That's exactly right.
So this week, this last week, you didn't listen to it because you weren't in school.
That's right. Yeah.
But you made Monique listen to it.
Yeah, we were going somewhere, and I said, do you mind if we listen to your podcast?
How was that, Monique?
We're so boring. Yeah, I did listen to it with her. And also, I was like, we're so boring. Sorry. I enjoy doing it. Like we're fun here. Like I have fun, but I just don't know why other people listen to us, honestly.
Especially if we don't have someone on that has like interesting stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But part of the problem is you've already heard your stories. You were already there. So
exactly. I think that's how I feel. I'm like, I was already in that conversation, so I don't need to have it again.
Yeah.
Unless it's like really good gossip, then I can hear that like story 3 times, 4 times.
I've already heard this story. Pass.
I love good gossip, but yeah.
But yeah, thanks for listening and being supportive of our show. Okay, I've got a would you rather for both of you.
Okay, I have a few. I think I have two would you rathers.
Oh, okay.
Would you rather?
Yeah, would you? How about you do one, I'll do one, and then you do one. And are you going to answer yours too or no?
I don't know.
If you want to, go ahead.
Okay. So, well, I don't know. I have mine. Okay, so my would you rather would be, would you rather be left in the bush on a safari or be left in the ocean on a scuba diving trip?
My gosh.
Like in the ocean, like it's clear out in the middle, or can you at least see the land?
No, I don't. Let's say you can't see the land.
I think on the safari then. I mean, if you can't see land, you don't even know which way to go.
That's a good point.
Which one do you rather be?
Oh, I think in the ocean.
You'd rather be stuck out in the ocean?
Like with no land? You can't see any land?
No, I think both of them sound horrible.
You know, dun, 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 dun.
I think in the ocean, I can't imagine being on a safari and being left there where animals could just, no, that sounds horrible.
Do you think Free Willy would come and save you?
Of course.
Well, remember that little boy that was like off like the Florida coast and like the dolphin saved him or something? Mm-hmm. Is that what you think would happen to you?
No, I think someone would come and rescue me though.
In the water, just like floating in the water.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of faith in your floating skills.
You'd get really sunburned.
Oh, I would get really sunburned.
Do you know yours? What would you do?
I don't know. Yeah, I think maybe the safari one. I feel like your survival chances are maybe a little higher on land.
Yeah, you try to find somewhere to hide. Or
also, drowning is one of my biggest fears, like of dying of drowning. So I wouldn't want to die that way.
Yeah. In the water, you can't see what's below you to come at you either.
Yeah,
that is true.
I guess
you
have your snorkel stuff, but...
Well, I don't know if you want to see what's coming at you either, though. Well, unless there were like orcas swimming around, then that would be pretty neat.
I think both of them would be terrifying, to be honest.
But equally awesome.
So on our last time we talked, we had our mom on, we talked about beaches a bunch, and we talked about London. So this question involves both of those.
Okay. Right?
So would you rather visit a tropical beach location knowing your entire trip is going to be overcast, like you're not going to see sun the entire beach, or go visit London again? I know you love the beach, but would you rather?
And you have good weather in London, or just
good weather?
And good weather.
Oh, I would definitely rather go visit London again with good weather.
Even if it's a beautiful beach?
Even if it's a beautiful beach,
but you knew it was going to be.
I think so.
Is it just cloudy or is it rainy too?
Just cloudy.
So maybe there's even less people at the beach then. So it's even more prime, like beach time.
Well, the problem...
There's still going to be people there if it's like...
You think so?
Yeah, they have their trip plan.
But I love being at the beach, but I want the sun. So if you're sitting at the beach and it's overcast all day, yeah.
So would you rather do a sunny El Paso or... a cloudy, beautiful beach?
I want the sun.
See, you'd rather go to El Paso?
The sun.
Well, that's what, what was it? 109 here today and sunny. You're happy yesterday, today. This week's going to be
17, 18.
Yeah.
But you're happy with the sun, even if it's
blistering hot. I was actually really looking forward to it being that warm, because then you can be in the pool and absolutely not get cold.
Yeah. Was that second one year, the would you rather year?
So, Mom, you and Dad have done Glacier National Park many times.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have also done kind of a road trip on the Oregon coast multiple times. Would you rather do another glacier trip or another Oregon coast trip?
I think glacier. I love glacier. I love Oregon coast too. But there's something special about Glacier National Park. And going into Canada side and going into Waterton too. It's just, especially at this time of the year, because all the snow is just melting and all the wildflowers are out. And it's just, it doesn't get more beautiful. It's just.
So one of your favorite things to do there is the Going to Sun Road.
Yes.
Is it even open yet in June?
No, usually not until like the very end of June. Sometimes not even till
like 1st of July, right? 1st
of July or middle of July sometimes, yes.
So what makes that road so great? Because I think when I went the one time with you guys, it was, we couldn't cross it.
Oh, you, oh, it still wasn't open?
Yeah, 4th of July, it was still closed.
Dang.
I think
we got to go down and around.
Just the huge mountains that you get to see and all like the mountain goats, the mountain sheep, the different animals that you see. A lot of times you see bears with their babies out. And
so when it's closed, like you said, did you not get to go up and hike around to like Hidden Lake at the very top?
We went up to a point and we did some hiking and then we had to go back down and around the other side and kind of go up the backside. Remember that?
Right. Well, we didn't even get even close to that morning.
Yeah.
Oh, you couldn't even, they couldn't even get up that far.
Oh, no.
That was one of my favorite things we did when you took Chelsea and I.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Hidden Lake hike around the mm-hmm. back. I thought that was so pretty. So
that when we went with Tyler, we only were able to go into the park maybe 10 miles. It wasn't very far. We couldn't even get close to where you started up the big road for...
I don't know. What was that your pretty heavy snow or just was... I remember watching, because we were planning in the trip, and all through June, her dad was kind of tracking it because you can watch like...
Right.
They're trying
them
to plow
clearing
it out
the road.
In June,
yeah.
Plowing the road clear up there. And it didn't look like they were making enough headway that it was going to. Yeah. I remember that. That's the one time I flew Allegiant. I flew Vegas to Kalispell. And I was like 8 hours late, delayed.
Oh, jeez.
Because he had a mechanical issue in Vegas. But then I'd bought a ticket just to make sure because it was over the 4th of July weekend. And I had a seat next to me open. So I was so annoyed that I paid for a ticket when I could have not
done. I bet you were.
But I got up there and it was pretty. But I feel like it was limited. But yeah, that's a fun trip.
And I think that year we went into Banff.
Yeah, that was a fun trip.
Yeah.
See, that's, yeah, I haven't been that far up. So I haven't been to Lake Louise, which I think looks
beautiful. Do you remember that, Tyler?
Yeah, no, I do. We talked about on with Rachel. Remember when we had her on? Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's so pretty. I'd love to have my camera up there. And
yeah, I would like to go see that
and
lake.
And we went up to the glacier where they take on the glacier, driving up on it.
Yes, we got that snow machine that practically went. It was just right on the ice, right on the glaciers.
And it was, what is it? So after the beginning of July.
Yes.
But it, up around the glacier, and it was like a winter. It felt like
the wind was blowing, it was cold, freezing.
And it was just so weird thinking that there are places that are still like that when we have how hot it is down here right now.
That sounds so nice right now, being here.
Yeah, that was really fun. Yeah, I love Glacier Park. It's one of my favorite places.
Yeah, Oregon's fun though too, that coast. But I think I would choose Glacier just because that year there were certain things that you couldn't do. And it's been a number of years, so. I've done Oregon since then, but yeah.
In fact, when you go into Glacier and then you go a little bit further and you go into Waterton, which is on the Canada side, and there's some really cool places to go hiking up through there. And it's just fun, like Cameron Lake, and it's just amazing. You rent little canoe things and go out on the lake, and then you walk so far, remember, and they have those big signs that say, don't go any further. Bears. So
yeah, I've never seen those.
Yeah.
Is that where you guys went on your honeymoon? You and Dad?
To Glacier Park. Yes.
So do you think it has like sentimental value or like meaning to you?
Oh, yes. I definitely think that.
I think that Yellowstone is more popular. Correct?
Oh, it's a lot more popular.
But what do you prefer between the two, Yellowstone and Glacier?
Oh, Glacier.
Oh, really?
But I know that Dad said that this year that you have to get like a little lottery ticket or something because Glacier is getting so populated that now they're only allowing so many people to come in because they just can't accommodate everyone and they're already full for the season.
Wow.
Oh, so you guys have already looked at it going up there
Dad
this
did,
year.
Yeah.
Oh.
Part of it is just people can't travel worldwide like they want. Mm-hmm. And so you can go there. So I know that a lot of airlines have added flights to those airports that service those.
So it's kind of like national parks.
Yeah. But you can't even like on that trip we talked about, we cross into Canada. We can't try to go into Canada, but you can still do all of the national park stuff right there.
Right.
Well, that's it. I would say Glacier is prettier than Yellowstone.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Like just in beauty of like the mountains and stuff, it is prettier. I feel like Yellowstone is easier to see animals.
Okay. That's probably true.
Like if you want to see like your buffalo and things like that, Yellowstone and elk is probably easier to see there.
Yeah, I think that's probably true too.
I think so too.
You see a lot of animals in Yellowstone, but yeah, just the overall
thing. Like, yeah, like the majesty, like those like mountains are just.
Yeah, and the lakes are there are so pretty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not that Yellowstone doesn't have pretty stuff.
All right, I'm ready for your next. Would you rather?
I only had the one.
Oh, crap. Cut this in. That's okay. Mom, do you have one for us?
I cut most of what you say anyways.
Probably. I have no
idea. Do you have one?
Do you have one for us, Mom?
We didn't ask you to prepare them, so if you don't, it's fine.
Would you rather do a family trip with all of us, like to Hawaii?
Yes.
Hold on, let's find out what the other one is.
Or
this better be good.
Or would you rather just take like a friend trip with like one or two friends somewhere?
Are you paying for both or like?
No.
Okay, family. I'm doing family. That's easy.
You're assuming she's paying for the family.
Oh, no. Yeah. She's definitely paying for the family.
I don't know. They're both fun. It's kind of the same question we asked our dad when we had him.
Oh, did we?
Kind of the, would you rather do a, just you and Mom go on a trip or the family? And there's times when, like this weekend, when Katie and my wife and I went to just to get away for a couple of days, even though we love our kids, just a break is nice. But I think right now a trip to Hawaii would be fun. Are you going to make an announcement on the trip on this podcast? Is that what we're leaning towards? Because
no.
We haven't been to Hawaii since before Allie was born.
I know.
And as a family, my kids have been, except for the baby.
I do think that could be something really fun to do in the future.
Would we rent a U-Haul?
Yeah. Put everyone back there. Hey, I have a friend that's going to Hawaii. They're taking like 12 kids and they couldn't get anything. They couldn't rent any vehicles this year. So, I mean, they're really thinking about renting a U-Haul and just putting everyone, all those 12 kids in the back to go from place to place.
Well, that's what this weekend our dad was saying, that he saw an article, and I looked it up too, where they're trying to keep people from renting U-Hauls in Hawaii because the beaches are full and because no one can rent cars. There's no rental cars available.
No, there is no rental cars. That's what she said.
Can you just put people in the back of U-Hauls?
I don't think legally you can.
Well, I don't think.
That's what I was like. That seems like you're like smuggling people. That's what like smugglers do.
Well, I don't think legally you're supposed to, but I don't think they have an option. There's, I mean, they've
already
committed. Well,
the option is not commit a crime.
When did you get so? Follow the rules.
Oh.
So, Monique wants you to also have her in luxury, pay for it and be luxury.
So, Mom, before when we had you on, we talked about your best flight, your best experience flying.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear your worst experience.
Probably my worst experience flying is when I was coming back. I had been on a cruise with my mom and my sister to Alaska, and we were flying back to Seattle, and it was July, and the turbulence was horrible. And for some reason, the plane just, I don't know what happened, but the plane just almost like just dropped a little bit in the air. It was so frightening. And I remember just holding onto my seat all the rest of the way until we landed. It was so scary. I don't think I've ever had a flight like that. That was, the pilot I think did great, but it was very scary.
Have you ever heard on the news of someone surviving a plane crash because they held on tight enough to their seat?
No, but I'm sure it would help.
Okay, just wondering.
Well, I'm sure people.
Woman survives crash by holding on super tight to seat.
If I would have grabbed the people next to me's hand, they probably would have wondered.
But have you seen videos where people not wearing seatbelts and they like hit the roof?
Yeah.
So maybe it would. I mean, help you if you're holding on to something as if you were to drop like that.
You weren't sitting next to Grandma or
Aunt? No, for some reason the seats that we got, they had us all split up.
You didn't complain to the gate agent?
No.
We're all in different seats.
We weren't smart enough to know that then.
Oh.
We didn't have. You guys weren't working for the airlines then, I don't think. So we were all spread out through the plane.
What about you, Monique? Do you have a bad flying experience?
So I think one of my worst ones, yes, I was going up to Portland to visit a friend. And I had got my own row to myself. And I was like, sweet, like this is going to be a great trip. And so we taxi out and all of a sudden I start feeling this little kid like kicking my seat.
Oh.
And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I finally get my own row, and then I have someone kicking my seat. And I finally just kept telling myself, like, go to sleep, you'll be fine. Go to sleep, you'll be fine. Anyway, so we take off, I go to sleep, and then I feel us like kind of start to land. And I was like, wow, like that was really quick. So I wake up and I realize, I look out, we're still in Phoenix. And I was like, oh crap, no wonder why it was so quick. Like we didn't make it to Oregon anyway. And so apparently as we had taken off, the tower had seen liquid or something coming out of the plane. So they made us come back around and they had to do some mechanical stuff, check it all out. So we sat on the plane for, I think, at least an hour or so. Like we didn't deplane. Oh. Whole time kids just kicking my seat. So I think I even like moved over from like the window to the middle, like hoping I wouldn't feel the jolt every time they kicked. But so, yeah, so like a 2.5 hour flight turned into like a 5 hour kick fest. But I did make it up there, but it just wasn't great.
Was there, you could have moved to another row or a different side? Like you're in the whole row.
I don't know. I think that part of me is like in that non-rev in me that says, don't make a fuss. Like, don't say anything. Just,
yeah,
you just suck it up and deal with what you have. And I mean, like, I can't complain. I had my own row. So I feel like I really couldn't be like, this isn't good enough.
It reminds me of last week we talked about we both make the argument that our jobs are save lives more or more.
Yeah.
And so Justin, our friend Justin, wrote me and he said that he was on a flight from Phoenix one time. And I guess as it took off, or they got a sensor reading, the pilot did, saying that there was one of the doors, the cockpit doors, hadn't latched closed.
Oh, someone didn't double tap?
So they had to circle around and he had land. And he said, was that you working that flight? And I said, no, I've no. I said, I'm sure they would have talked to whoever was working that flight. And no one ever talked to me, so I'm pretty sure it wasn't me. But yeah, that'd be awful, especially getting kicked for that long.
Yeah.
I think you've been on a few cruises, so we want to talk about a few of your cruises. I've been on one. When have you been on?
Two.
Two cruises. So together, we haven't been on a ton. But you've been on a handful.
Yeah.
I have a friend in Indianapolis, and I don't know, it was like 50 cruises.
Oh, Judy. Wow. Judy?
Yeah.
Well, she kind of almost like lived on a cruise.
Yeah,
she
would just kind of like live on there. She had plenty of money and she's to the point where they take care of her and stuff. And so, but you've been on a few more than we have. So why don't you tell us about some of your favorite ones? Because you've been on different kinds of, you already talked about up to Alaska for a cruise.
Yeah, with my mom and my sister. And that was really fun. And the excursions that we were able to do, we went on a train right into Canada. And that was absolutely beautiful. And we went to see, on that same cruise, we went to see these lumberjacks. That's what they did as a living. And they would climb the tree and chop it down. And it was one of our excursions, and it was amazing. They looked like monkeys climbing it and chopping it down. But that was fun. It was beautiful up there in Alaska. So
I hear about people doing Alaska cruises, and as you are cruising, like, can you see actual like glacierish kind of stuff and like wildlife, or not necessarily?
Well, we saw the glaciers, but I don't think we saw any. I don't remember seeing any wildlife from the boat, but it's just.
Did they make an attempt to like go closer to glaciers because they between their stops?
You know, I don't. Maybe they do. I don't know. It was. The scenery from the boat, though, was just absolutely beautiful. And our stops, we stopped at three places, and all of them were just really fun. I mean, the weather was beautiful. It was really, really a nice cruise.
Did you have a balcony in the Alaska cruise?
No. No, we had an inside, but you go out on the balcony all the time there, so we didn't feel like we needed that.
Okay.
But that was really a fun one. If you ever get a chance to go on a cruise to Alaska, go, because it's beautiful.
How were your traveling mates?
My mom and sister.
Yeah.
Oh, so fun.
Better than Wonig.
That grandma would say, just take me to where the person is playing the piano and leave me for a couple hours and then come back and get me. So, no, it was really fun. And then we been on a couple cruises to Mexico. We've been on a couple cruises with Dad to
the Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
So, in fact, we went on the same time that Chelsea and Jeremy went.
You followed them?
Yeah. I think, I don't know if we followed them. I think they, we were talking about it and they, we said what good price is. And they said, oh, wow, I think we're going to go.
Did you get little binoculars out?
So, and then we've been to, Monique and I went.
We did our booze cruise.
We did our booze cruise, which was really fun. That was, yeah, I think every cruise we've been on. Then Dad and I went, I don't remember what it's called, but like to St. John, St. Thomas, all around there. So,
so what of all the cruises you've been on, what was your very favorite one? You don't have to say Monique.
No, really. I think.
If someone, I'm considering going on a cruise, which one would you say do this cruise?
Because I think the one, honestly, that Monique and I went on, it was so fun. Every stop was really fun, don't you think?
Well, that's what I would say. So we got, it was, economically, it was a really pretty good price. Like, yes. I think we paid probably before, like, all the taxes added. It was, like, $350 for, like, a five-day cruise. So I think it was closer to about $500 with taxes. But then we had excursions that were fairly reasonable. I feel like we didn't pay over probably $50 an excursion. And we did one at each stop.
Right, because we went snorkeling.
Yeah.
And then the next week, they took us to their...
Well, so then, you know, one, we didn't have to do one because it was their own beach. They took you to their own island.
Mm-hmm. And then the other one, we went and sat out on those...
Another one, yeah, they took us to like a private beach. Yeah. And yeah.
That was really fun.
And then one thing that was fun is drinks were included in the price. So everyone got free drinks. So every time we passed anything... We stopped and got drinks.
Yeah. We just got the non-alcoholic, and it was really fun. I think.
Did you guys get the deal? Was it where for airline employees you get a discount? Was it that one? Was it, or was it just you got online?
No, it was because it was going to be the same price trying to use the airline discount as it was just straight off Norwegian's website. Yeah.
But we have used the.
Is it vacations?
Interline or.
Interline cruises.
Interline cruises, yeah.
Yes, we've been with them twice, and they've been really fabulous. They really have. Because the one
that Katie and I went on, we went out of Puerto Rico, where I got stung by those mosquitoes. But it was like $274 for a balcony.
That's good.
Wow.
And it was five stops, a week long.
That's a really good price.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like during hurricane season.
Yeah,
They're like, we may not be able to go to any of our stops, but.
But we didn't have any issues. It was on Carnival, so that was the probably the lower end of the cruises, the possibles.
They're the fun ship.
The fun ship, yeah.
I think that's their slogan.
the low cost carrier.
The spirit of the seas.
Yeah. I think that is another.
Do you need to cut it out?
No, I think that actually is like. Some cruise boats like
oh really
slogan but we paid more for the excursions than we did
for the actual cruise
because we could do that deal that what was it in interline cruises
right
mm-hmm. Yeah, they had a good deal for airline employees, so if you're listening as an airline employee, you can look up that and possibly see because
cruising and, is and they have been really great. I mean, you call them and we had to have you guys' ID number, I think, Tyler.
Yeah, but, I had to send like a picture of my ID, so proving that I was an employee. Yeah, and get those same benefits. Yeah,
but they were so good to work with. I mean, really, two times we've been with them and they've been really, really good to work with. So
I think that's who we went through on my first cruise that I went with some friends. Yeah.
So if you could book a cruise right now, where would you go?
I think any place that goes by St. John, St. Thomas, anywhere like that. Those have been some of our favorite stops.
Well, but you can go spend a week there.
Yeah, which is so
you would
fun.
Still just go for one day, like you know.
So you, like you wouldn't want to do like over one where you get to do like the Greek Isles or something.
Oh no, I would like to actually the Panama Canal.
Oh, that's an option.
Panama Canal, I would really like to do that one.
Our dad has talked about. There's some that go like out of California or Florida. Like a 2 week one, right? And it goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're like the repositioning boats or something like that, right? Where they reposition the boats. Yeah.
But they hit like all the Mexico ones and then the canal and then some of the Caribbean ones.
Yes.
Or the other direction. So it's like 2 weeks and it hits like.
Well, yeah. So Shomui and I have looked at doing one in like February of 2022 or something like that. But it would leave out of down in South America. I don't remember if you leave out of the Argentine side or the Chilean side, goes down and it like you go by Antarctica.
Okay.
Because she's hit almost all the continents besides Antarctica. So we figured that'd be close enough. That way she'd be able to check it off. But it'd be like a 2-week cruise. And I mean, it'd be fun to go down to Chile too. Yeah. So.
So where does it fly out of again?
I don't remember if you leave out of somewhere down south of like Argentina. And then you kind of loop around, go down to Antarctica and come back up on the Chilean side.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Well, Roger and Robin are going one to the Panama Canal in March for 2 weeks.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. And it leaves from Miami and comes back into Miami, but they have like 8 stops.
Oh, wow.
And they invite us to go, but it's too hard to miss 2 weeks of school. I think it's just fun to watch all the different people.
I think I saw a thing on YouTube that was kind of showing like what you think a cruise is going to be like and what it actually is. And they show like an empty, like, pool area.
Oh, yeah. No.
And then the reality is just like packed with full of people. So
yeah, like chairs just on top of chairs of people laying out and nowhere to even get in the pool. Because, yeah. I don't know if I've actually ever got in the swimming pool on either of my cruises.
We've gotten on the hot tub.
I was thinking, I've gotten the hot tub and met some weirdos. But
yeah,
the pool... I don't know, because it's always so packed.
Yeah, no, the pools are always packed.
Then
yeah.
I'm always like, okay, I'm going to go up on like a higher balcony and read your layout or whatever.
The cruise I did, we Katie gets seasick easy. And so we plan on being at as many stops as possible so that we wouldn't be on the boat as much. Because the one day we were on the boat, she actually got sick. But the other days, because we were on land more, because on the boat, there's just so many people around. But
well, my first one I went on, it was really nice because we had one of like... the back balconies.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. So, you had like full lounge, like lay flat chairs back there. So, you could just hang out back there, lay down on your chair and read your book and, you know, see the whole backside of the boat. It was really nice.
I think that's a balcony, I think, is my favorite, one of my favorite things if you can afford it to pay a little bit extra. Cause, yeah, then you still do get your privacy.
But that's, I feel like a lot of the balconies you see, they're just like sitting chairs. Like, they're not very big.
But this one had like more.
Oh, they don't have able to lounge.
Some of them don't. Yeah, they're like just enough for like almost like dining chairs.
That's what I think.
Oh,
we got a balcony, but it was like in your own little private area. But it's just like more of a two chairs maybe and then maybe a table. I'm not sure if it had a little,
but yeah,
coffee table type thing. But
yeah, but I would like if you could afford to get one that actually like has room for like lounge chairs.
Oh,
it's very nice to sit and lay out there.
So if you were to splurge and buy a nice upgrade to a balcony or something, would you prefer to do it on a beach or a tropical cruise or like Alaska where you're going to see glaciers and stuff?
I would definitely the tropical because we were really lucky when we went to Alaska, but I know the weather isn't always as wonderful as it was when we went.
Yeah.
And paying that extra money and then having it be cold and not be able to sit out there and enjoy it, I don't think would be as fun.
That makes sense. Yeah, I didn't consider that. But on our cruise, on our boat trip, it's kind of chilly outside and sometimes in Alaska.
Oh, it was freezing on that
boat. But that was early in the year and you probably go on a cruise later. But
I doubt in July it's that much
warmer. I was just
thinking
like you would want a view of the pretty stuff in Alaska.
Yeah, I could see that.
But I just didn't know. But being out on the balcony.
So some of our favorite things when we travel is kind of like finding new places to eat or we go back to places because we like certain foods.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a place that you really enjoy that you found on your travels?
Oh, yes. There's a place on the Oregon coast by Newport. Oh, Local Oceans is the name of the place in Newport.
Okay.
And it's a seafood. And so everything is just fresh. And it's right across the street from the ocean. I mean, the ocean's right there where the fishermen go out and catch things. It's just like right across the street. And you kind of look at it and you go, oh, doesn't look like it's that really nice of a place. I mean, but oh my gosh, the food was so good that we actually spent one extra night. We found another place to stay one extra night just so we could go there and eat again.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it was so good.
Do you remember some of the foods? What was your favorite food, the kind of food they served there?
Well, they had fresh tuna, and so they just kind of bring it in. It's a big, like, chunk, and they just kind of grill it a little bit, so it's not like it's all the way cooked. And I thought, oh my word, I am not going to like that. But oh, it was so delicious. It
sounds so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we had a couple, every time we tried different things, whatever their special was. Honestly, it was so good. Both of us left and said, we got to find a place to stay. We got to stay here one more night just so we can eat there again. That was amazing.
I think I went up there with Katie a couple of years ago, and it has like garage doors open up. So it's kind of like outdoors, but it's, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. And you can buy fresh fish and things right in there too. So it had like a meat market kind of hooked in with there. It. Yeah. And then the restaurant on the other side of it. Yeah.
So did you guys go to every meal there the next day?
No, they're only open for lunch and dinner. So,
you went there for lunch and dinner?
No, we thought about it. It's like $20 a plate. So we thought, okay.
It's good food though.
We're going to have to eat McDonald's all the drive home. So.
They just pretend you're eating that grilled salmon?
Yeah.
Or grilled tuna?
Yeah. Oh, it was so good.
It's so fresh too, right?
Yes. Those
fishermen own it. They go out and fish.
They go out and fish and bring it in. So everything is fresh.
So is it still flapping around on your plate?
Mm. Almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be.
But that's in Newport, Oregon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's good. You ready to go to Newport?
Am I ready to go to Newport? Yeah, I just said, well, where's the closest airport? Because I'm not driving 20 hours to this place, but I need an airport. Give me an airport up there. I think one of my favorite places is like a must-do is there's a Mexican restaurant up kind of by your house, like up in Utah,
mm-hmm.
called Lorena's that I could eat there almost every day.
Yeah. Really? What's your favorite thing?
I get 3 cheese enchiladas with flour tortillas.
Yep.
It used to last me 3 meals. It probably will last me 3 weeks now, but it's almost like a block of cheese with like some red sauce. It's so good. But yeah, anytime we go up there, it's always like, let's just stop real quick at Lorena's. And I don't even know how many times we've bought it on the way to the airport and I've wrapped it up really good and then brought it home with me down to Arizona.
I was in a coma. I had brain surgery for my epilepsy. And before the coma, before the surgery, who was coming down? Chelsea was coming down.
Just came down, yeah.
And I said, will you bring me Lorena's? Will you bring me this Mexican food? Kind of joking, but serious too. And she did. And so I remember sitting in the hospital and eating Lorena's.
And it was really hard to get it through security.
Because it had like the smother burrito and
enough liquid. Yeah, because her and I were bringing it down and they were throwing a fit. Because you can't be bringing that through security. So
why not? It's not liquid.
Wait, at least mine. Maybe yours is a little different, but that cheese hardened up a lot enough. It's not liquid anymore. But that's one thing my favorite thing is like you can heat it up and it's just as good the third time heated up as it was the first time they brought it out to you.
I know my wife isn't a fan. Katie's not a fan.
Oh, she doesn't like it?
No, she's not. She'll go with me, but...
I feel like I've people either love it or they don't.
Yeah.
And the people who don't, I don't understand. And maybe it's because it was always like our family's Mexican restaurant that, that I love it.
All right. I want to read this from one of our listeners.
Oh, what you got?
So this is from on Instagram.
Okay.
Her name is Marilyn. And she just said, I just listened to all that you have. Great shows. Please keep it up. Need more day trip ideas. Oh. For those of us who can't take 2 or 3 days, you're both very funny and great, and you have great guests. Makes me want to use my benefits more now. Thanks for the show. So that was really nice.
Yeah.
So with that, I want to talk about day trips a little bit, just because you have one coming up. And as I got thinking about this the last couple of days, I thought I'd bring it up. It's hard because we're in Phoenix, so our day trips are going to be very different from someone that's.
Yeah.
On the East Coast or
anywhere
else. But there's certain things that, I mean, if you're, and every location is going to be different. We work in a hub, so we have different possibilities.
So it does open up our day trips a little bit, possibilities. Yeah. You don't have to make a connection.
You don't have to do the connection. You could take an early flight. Thank you for
listening. Yeah.
And listening. And she also later said that she went to Pueblo, Colorado, a little. And she had all 13 of her coworkers. She showed on my podcast. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, but so you want some ideas. So, you're going on a day trip tomorrow. So, by the time this comes out, you'll actually be home from your trip. But where?
Yeah. So, our friend Brittany from the show that was on the podcast, she wrote me and she was like, hey, let's do LA for the day. And I was like, yes. Like, I think before she maybe said the beach, I was like, yes, I'm ready to do a trip. Anyway, then she was like, we'll do the beach. And I was like, I need the beach. Even if it's a gross West Coast beach, I'll still do it. Because, yeah, I'm a little picky on my beaches. But, yeah, I was like, let's do it. So we found, like, the earliest flight out going to L.A. had, like, 50-something seats open on it. And I think, like, 12 in first. So I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to get first. This is going to be so great. And then we're going to take the second to last home. Give us a little options to be back by 8 or so.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that would be great. I was like, well, we'll land about 7:30. We'll go get some breakfast, hit the beach for a few hours, have lunch or whatever, and come back. But then we went to check in for it, and our flight returning had canceled already. Yeah. Well, I guess I would rather have it canceled now than be there and have it canceled. True. Yeah,
you know, so you can make adjustments.
Yeah. So anyways, so we looked and we saw that Orange County looks good. Orange County still open with seats open. So we're going to go to Orange County. I'm going to check our lawn chairs that we took up to Alaska. If you saw those pictures. Yeah. So check those. Those chairs are great though. They've got coolers in the back. So I'll put drinks and treats in the back of those. And
you could freeze stuff and put them in there and have them be unthought of on the beach. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So we'll have cool drinks.
Maybe not unthought tomorrow. It's only going to be like 70 degrees.
It's going to be 77. Brittany thinks she's going to float in the water. She asked me, she goes, should I bring you a floater? And I was like, I don't think I'm getting in the water. So good for you. But yeah, but I'll be happy. Just sit my little hiney in a beach chair on the beach and I'm going to be so happy.
Yeah, I have to work tomorrow, and tomorrow is going to be 116. Luckily, I just got a new bid, so I work mornings now. So I think it'll be about 100 degrees when I get off work. So
it's still really hot, but it won't be like the peak.
Yeah, that's why I purposely bid the mornings. But that'd be fun to go to California.
Yes. Oh, so I looked up Celsius. So like 117 Celsius is like 47 degrees Celsius.
47.
Yeah, so if you are a listener and you deal with Celsius.
So if you're wondering how hot it's going to be in Phoenix, and yeah, you're from.
Yeah, 47 degrees Celsius.
This week in Phoenix. So later this week, this isn't a day trip. I guess there isn't really a definition of what is a day trip, right? Is it, they have to leave in the same day and get back? Are you only there for a day?
I'd probably say a day trip is somewhere you don't.
Stay overnight.
Stay overnight, yeah.
Because there's also like, would you consider a red eye to JFK? And then spend the day, and then you fly back to the day. So you don't have to get a hotel room, but it's still, is that a day trip?
That's
kind of the same idea.
It's kind of like a day trip, yeah.
So this weekend.
It's an extended day trip.
Yeah. But that's a possibility for someone that doesn't want to, that only has a short time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a bad idea for someone that wants to, you know, New York, because New York is so expensive.
Well, that's it, what I almost, be. Like, if I also always thought that, like, Charlotte would be a pretty good place to live for day trips.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you could do so many Florida beaches easily in day trips. You could maybe even squeeze in Caribbean. I don't know necessarily if that's even reasonable or not.
Yeah, or maybe like a one night. You get there a night and then back. Yeah, easily.
And I feel like you could even go up north. You could maybe even do like a Boston or.
Oh, yeah. Easy from the Charlotte
area. Charlotte area. Yeah, I always thought Charlotte would be a pretty good day trip area.
There was part of me before I was married and I was. Had another job working at UPS, and I thought it would be fun to transfer back east just to do those day trips, because I did all the West, not all of them, but a lot of the West Coast ones. When it's so hot in Phoenix, I'd go to San Francisco. I remember calling you, Mommy, and saying, guess where I'm at? You know, where is it? Oh, I'm in San Francisco. It was it was so hot in Phoenix, I just wanted to get out. I remember going back to work that night. Yeah, work, go back to UPS and said, oh, I went to San Francisco for lunch. And it was nothing. I mean, it was.
Yeah.
It is so hot. It just gets to get out of the heat. And everyone has their reasons for why they want to travel with day trips, but because you used to do ones with Rebecca, right?
Or I guess. Yeah, well, I guess technically we did Hawaii day trips.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss having a friend that was just like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go.
Yeah, if like our parents are in Salt Lake, and if they had Delta passes, Delta benefits, you could do the whole West Coast. Like, you could go south, you can go north.
Yeah.
Seattle easily. I've done Seattle as a day trip before. It's a longer flight. It's like, what, 2.5 hours? But you don't have kids and you had a book or you got a movie to watch. It's
yes, it wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, you go out and have lunch. And I think I did a tour of the baseball stadium where the Mariners play.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And then flew back and melted here. And so,
have you ever done a day trip, Mom?
So I was just trying to think. I don't think so. We've always... No.
See, I hope that when you finally retire, that your schedule opens up enough that we can do day trips and other trips like that with you.
No, I think that would be really fun. I do. I think that would be super fun.
So we're going to need Salt Lake to expand a little more. So it'll be easier for you to do day trips.
Right. Because otherwise...
Turn into Austin for us.
Yeah, that would be nice.
So I was going to ask this question, so that's perfect leading to it. So right now... Your summer, because you're a teacher, so your summer is booked.
Yes.
You're down here. You're going to Puerto Vallarta next week.
Right.
And then you have a reunion. And then you're doing another trip to St. George for plays. I mean, it's just, you have it booked.
Yeah.
So when you retire in a couple of years, is your whole life going to be like that? Because you don't have school?
Oh, my gosh.
Probably.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. I don't know how to not dream.
Yeah.
It's your dream to be that busy?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that makes me so tired.
Oh my gosh. Would love that.
Just to be on trips all the time?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Well, I mean, being on trips, but it's like, you are so busy. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, because they're not all trips. We got other things, but your life is.
Yeah.
No, I love having things like that.
So do we need to start scheduling you like now to come visit us?
I don't know. That's what Dad was saying. He goes, wouldn't it be fun to have maybe not travel very much so we could like ride our bikes more? And I'm going like, well, let's just plan trips where we can take our bikes. And
those are bikes are, oh, you could drive them.
Right.
Okay. So that you couldn't fly them, but trips are trips that let you fly for me. Yeah.
So Mom, now you are like a fan and you've listened to our show. What can we do to improve?
Well, that's a good question.
Well, I don't know what you can do to improve, but I honestly love hearing all the different people's perspective of like their favorite trips, their, you know, where they've been and just their experiences. Cause then you go, oh, wow, I would love to go there. I would love to do that. Like, I don't remember the people's names, but someone was talking about around Christmas time and it was going and seeing like they went there just so they could kind of see the different shops around Christmas time.
Well, they did like the Christmas market things.
Right. Yes, that's what it was. And I remember thinking like, dang, that would be awesome. I would love to do something like that. So I think it just kind of gives you ideas and gives you some fun things to kind of even consider. So that's it's not something you can improve on, but that's probably one of my favorite things is just listening and going like, wow, I would love to do that.
So you like when we have guests?
Yes.
When you don't have to listen to us.
I think that's pretty common, though.
And yeah.
We like to have guests, too, because, like you said earlier, we're a little bit boring.
Yeah.
We like to share our stories, too, though.
Yeah.
But our guests, yeah. I there's places that I want to go because we've heard guests talk. Like this summer.
No, exactly.
This weekend, we're planning on going to Copenhagen.
Oh, cool.
But we were looking to go to Greece because we've had people talk about Greece, and we've talked about Greece a lot. But July in Greece sounds kind of hot. And because Chris talked about, she went in October, I think, in November, end of the year, like end of the season.
Fallish time, yeah.
And it was really nice. And so we thought, I still want to go. And we've heard a lot of people talk about stuff that I'm always like, oh, I want to go there too.
I was talking to another coworker, just one of these last week or whatever, and she's been at the company forever too, so she shared a story with me that reminded me of Noel. She got a ride up front in a 747 from like Phoenix to San Diego, so it's kind of almost the same thing that Noel got to do, because we were meeting the big the Dreamliner was coming in and they had me just as a spotter to make sure she didn't hit the engine. It was hard not to just, I just wanted to record the whole thing on my phone. I was like, no, like do your job, like make sure she doesn't hit it. But anyway, she was telling me, she's like, yeah, that was one of the coolest things she ever did, like in her aviation career. And I was like, I get it. Like that would be awesome to be in the flight deck, up in the cockpit, to be able to see that on that big plane.
I just wanted to be on a 747. I know. No, so that would be cool.
But it is fun to hear, like, since we'd heard Noel's story, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, this, my friend Brenda also had that same story or experience. So that's what I always.
That's a cool story, though. That's what.
Yeah. And I think it's like an old America West. Like, I think some of those that are still around.
Yeah.
Kind of had that experience. They don't let anyone in a cockpit now. Yeah.
Well, thank you for being on our show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for sitting down with us, Mom.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's hard to get her to sit still for very long.
Enjoy your trip to Puerto Vallarta next week.
Oh, thank you.
You can enjoy your trip to L.A. To
Long Beach. We're not going. We're going to Orange County.
Orange County. It's L.A. area.
Yeah, sorry. Southern California.
To Disneyland.
SoCal. Is that the gal? SoCal.
No, thanks for being on.
Yeah, we love you, Mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. See you guys next week.
Okay. Thanks. This is weird. Yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye.
This has been Non-Rev Lounge. Thanks for joining Tyler and Monique. You can find them on Instagram and Twitter by searching Non-Rev Lounge. Also, you can contact them at nonrevloungepodcast@gmail.com. They would love to hear from you. They are always looking for ideas to make their show better. If you are enjoying this show, please think about leaving a review or rating so other people can find this show. Thanks for joining us. See you next week and safe travels.
I was thinking next time we record with Mom, we should get her to take her Ambien first.
Well, yeah, that'd be fun. She's already taking it.
Oh, did you already take it, Mom?
No. Took all my other pills, but not that. I wouldn't be coherent if I took that.